William Levine began his new life in the town of Waterville as a peddler, selling fabric and clothing from a cart. Within a decade, he'd moved to a store. Specializing in clothing for men and boys, Levine's attracted a wide variety of customers, from students at nearby Colby College to farmers who traveled from miles away to buy a well-made sports jacket.
Let's see your Levine's.
This is a TV commercial from the 1980s, starring Levine's sons and grandson.
For almost 100 years, the Levine label has meant quality and value we all can be proud of.
Howard Miller, Levine's grandson, closed the family-run store in 1997. It was losing business to shopping malls in the suburbs. But its legacy survives and is the focal point of a new project to document the history of Jewish life in small-town America.
The Levines were a recognizable name, and they also kept all of their stuff. You can't do history without records.
Colby College Religious Studies professor David Friedenreich launched the Maine Jewish History Project 2 years ago.
Many of the books that have been written about Jewish life in the United States are focused on the Lower East Side experience and the greater New York area because, after all, most Jews in the United States lived in urban areas. And I wanted to find some way to teach students about what American Jewish history was like in Maine. Nobody knew the answers.
Sarah Arnon, Howard Miller's eldest daughter, is helping to provide some of those answers with memories of her great-grandfather.
When he came here, he was very instrumental in bringing over his many siblings and other relatives from Russia, Poland.
Arnon, who lives outside New York, remembers at least 50 Jewish families in town. The Levine store, which her father ran for many years with his uncles, was a major social hub.
Well, my uncles were extremely sociable, first of all, and they were genuine characters. So people literally came in to say hi to them. It was a busy, fun place, especially if you were one of three daughters. It was really a great place to find dates.
Like other immigrant groups, Maine's scattered Jewish communities managed to connect. Wendy Miller, the middle sister who lives in the Washington, D.C. area, says some of the most memorable items the family shared with Colby's History Project were letters written by young Jews in the early 1900s.
There were letters from young Jewish girls in, let's say, the southern part of Maine who had heard of one of the Levine boys. And so they would write these introduction letters. You know, I don't mean to be forward, but I've heard this. And they're fascinating.
The youngest sister, Julie Miller Soros, who lives in Northern California, recalls tight friendships between longtime Mainers and newer arrivals.
I had Jewish friends because of Hebrew school and Sunday school, but I had my friends that were Protestant, my friends that were Lebanese, my friends that were, you know, Christian, and I didn't know the difference.
It was a different story along the coast of Maine, where high-end resorts banned blacks and Jews through the 1950s. Miller Soros says even by the early 1970s, she couldn't get hired as a waitress in the resort town of Bar Harbor. Her mother had warned her that would happen.
I thought she was nuts at the time, but I went with my friends, and the three of them did get jobs, and I did not. They were blonde and blue-eyed.
The Miller sisters say they hope sharing their family's history will help the public and scholars develop a fuller picture of Jewish life in rural America. But Sarah Arnon says the Levine story is really an American story about all immigrants.
They came from somewhere for some reason, and for many of us, it was because of persecution somewhere. So they came to America to find freedom. And I think that today we take that for granted.
For VOA News, I'm Josie Huang in Portland, Maine.